Thank you for giving us a life that we can use to glorify you and serve others. Lord, help us to get back up when we fall. Please grant us strength and perseverance to finish the race and finish well. Amen. Jesus began, I know it is hard, beloved ones, but for now it must be. Please try to accustom yourselves to this level of difficulty and inconvenience. It is going to get worse, and all you can do is ask for the grace to persevere and step up to the plate. I will provide the sustaining grace if you are willing. If you are not willing, it will just get more and more difficult for you. So it would be good to make a resolution about it now, ahead of time. So I'm asking you now, please accustom yourselves to a more difficult path. There is a rainbow and a mountain of the finest gold waiting at the other end. But for now, what is required is dogged perseverance. I sympathize with you, I suffer with you, and I cover you with my prayers. I live in the same bed of pain with you. It is my daily bread. The good part is that you are my vessels unto honor, bearing much fruit. So do not grow discouraged with the rising level of difficulty. You understand that the nations against you have been waiting for this division and civil war before they attack you in your most vulnerable season. I have made provision for your safety then as well. As far as the desert community, it is a team effort that you should be supporting so the work can go forward. I will work with those who are holding back. I have my reasons for allowing that. Work needs to move forward. This place will be needed. You are all in this together. Lord, please help me pick up my singing and music again. Please. This is a season for serving others that will take preparation. Accomplish this task, and then there will be more time for music. Do not forget you are daily visiting the sick with corporal works of mercy. There is much spiritual richness in your life, Claire. You do not recognize it, but I do, and you are caring as much as you can right now. This is also due to the wonderful team you have by your side. They are the ones that really care deeply. They are there for you. What can I do for this soul who is ill? Pray, of course. Pray. But what prayers, Lord? Exorcism prayers will be of great benefit to him. There are open doors. He identified one of the biggest today in a confession. What would you call that? Lying? Manipulation? Self-pity? Pride? Sloth? Sloth is a strong man. Sometimes the soul thinks that if they look weaker than they are, they can have more attention, more favors. But the reverse is true. As they project their weaker state, it is absorbed into the mind and the body conforms to it. Oh, Claire, there are so many in bondage to sloth. They cannot see it for themselves, but every move they make or refuse to make is governed by sloth. Sloth is a destiny robber, a most serious sin. It causes the soul to pass up opportunities of enrichment to serve the kingdom of God. It short-circuits all the gifts you were born with. It also causes people to dislike you. You are viewed as a loser. I have much to say about this if you will bear with me. When you recognize it in yourself, you will be appalled and be inspired to stop it immediately to stand up and push through. If only I had known this earlier in life. That's right, Jesus continued. Shortcuts are the long way of doing things. Putting things off for another time when you can easily accomplish them in the present is also a deadly habit. For instance, 2 nights ago when I reminded you that Ezekiel would need a pancake later, you brushed me off and said, "Oh, he has enough food for tonight. He'll be fine." And what happened? At 3 o'clock in the morning, he was hungry, and you had to wake up and make him the food. Your motive in avoiding making that pancake earlier was from sloth. So many little things add up to big failures. Breaching a fast lessens your ability to handle the supernatural. Your whole orientation is on the pleasure the food gives you, not on the hidden agendas of the demons. Your desire for pleasure from food is like a leash around your neck, fastened to your refrigerator. When you go into a store, you are bombarded with desires for all kinds of foods. I am not saying this to shame you, beloved. I am saying this to give you options to either feed the flesh or feed your spirit. When you get in the habit of making excuses and putting things off, it reduces the vitality of your life to make you conform to a much lesser person so you can go on making excuses and go on diminishing. Satan is very clever. He knows exactly how to erode your destiny. He gets you accustomed to certain pleasures and reasons you into making excuses for indulging, taking a break, etc. Consider Esau's lack of self-control when he was very hungry, and that gave Jacob just the edge he needed to steal his birthright. So you see, sloth and self-control are interwoven. When I ask you not to do things, it is because I can see where that road will eventually lead, and I know how much harder it will be to return to the state of grace you are presently in. In the meantime, during that period of self-indulgence, you miss or damage opportunities to come up higher. Yes, there are times when you have an overwhelming urge to eat a certain food or do a certain thing. The fact that it is overwhelming should alert you to the ever-present enemy and his tactics. It is wise at those times to pray against it. Call on me and figure out a substitute that is not violating your fast, but meets your body's requirements. In short, beloved, it is much to your advantage to be completely detached from needs and wants, because the more attached you are to having those things, the greater the potential for evil to take hold of you. As Paul once said, "I do those things which I do not want to do, and omit those things I want to do." Amen.